This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The CDC is investigating two multi-state salmonella outbreaks. They're believed to be caused by Italian-style meats. There is one confirmed case in El Paso County. 36 cases have been reported nationwide. The CDC says it's working to identify what specific brands or food products are affected. The airport in Colorado Springs had its busiest month in more than a decade this July. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
Nearly 215,000 people traveled through the Colorado Springs Airport in July. That's almost 30% more than July 2019, pre-COVID.
We haven't seen this type of traffic in a very long time.
Airport spokeswoman Dana Shield. Part of this is the airport just has more available seats after Southwest Airlines began new service this past March. 40% more seats than 2 years ago. Let's keep it all in perspective, though. 215,000 passengers going through the Springs Airport is a lot, but it looks small compared with the nearly 5.7 million passengers who went through Denver International Airport in June. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The monsoon moisture continues to improve drought conditions in Colorado. Exceptional drought, which is the worst category recorded by federal drought officials, now only covers about 4% of the state. 3 months ago, that was more than 16%. Places in extreme drought have dropped over the last week to about 15% of the state. While conditions have improved on the western slope, moderate drought has moved into the northeast corner around Washington County. Right now in Denver, it's 83 degrees. This is CPR News.